Moshe gathers the people together. Atem nitzavim hayom kuchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. He gathers them together, and to what purpose? We read two psukim later. La'ovrcha bebris Hashem Elokecha, in order for them to enter into a covenant with Hashem their God. What is the nature of this covenant, this bris that Moshe is bringing the Jewish people into? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Gimel, tells us it is a bris, a covenant of mutual responsibility. This is where the idea of Kol Yisrael or even Zeh Bazeh is introduced to the Jewish people. The notion that no matter how good or not you are, ultimately the Jewish people are going to be judged as a whole, and therefore we have responsibility to make sure that our fellow Jews, hopefully also living up to the highest values and ideals. And this is the responsibility we have for each other. No Jew is on an island. We all care for each other. We're all responsible for each other. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh. The Gemara further has a debate about the scope of this responsibility, based on a pasuk a little bit later in our parsha, Hanistaros L'Hashem Elokeinu, but leave aside the debate about how far the responsibility goes. One thing is clear from the Gemara: even though the covenant is entered into in our parsha with Moshe, but it does not actually take effect until the Jewish people cross into the land of Israel under the leadership of Yehoshua. And the question is why? What exactly is the nature of this arvus? Number two, why does it have to wait until we enter the land of Israel? And number three, one could ask, and this is actually the Lubavitcher Rebbe's question, usually when it comes to arvus is the idea of being a guarantor for another. We have such a secular idea. Someone wants to get a loan, they don't have good enough credit, so someone else is a cosigner or the guarantor. But usually that guarantor, the cosigner, is the quote-unquote gadol. He's the person or she's the person with more money, better credit, and therefore they're vouching and guaranteeing the credit of the quote-unquote katan. But when it comes to Kol Yisrael or even Zeh Bazeh, it's literally Kol Yisrael. It's everybody. We're all responsible for each other, no matter what our station, no matter what our level. As the psukim in our parsha themselves indicate, it's not only Rasheichem Shifteichem, but it's also Chotev Etzecha Ushoev Memecha. It's even the lowest level, the wood choppers and the water carriers, they're responsible for the Rasheichem Shifteichem, just like the heads of the nation are responsible for the people on the lowest level. But asks the Rebbe, how does that work? How does that make any sense? What exactly is going on? And therefore, based on these questions, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, in a very sophisticated and penetrating sicha, tries to explain what's really going on here. He's getting to the heart of what it means to be part of a unified and cohesive Jewish people. What does it mean to be one nation? What does it mean to be a Jew? And he bases his teaching on an earlier teaching of the founder of Chabad Hasidus, the Alter Rebbe, or otherwise known as the Baal HaTanya. And his comments start with the phrase Atem Nitzavim, in which our parsha opens. And what exactly is the choice of that word Nitzavim? So, as we've seen in previous shiurim, this is connected to the term Matzeva, like a monument. And he says, just like a monument is a single unified piece of stone or marble, so to the Jewish people, Koma Achas Shlema, we are a single unified unit, one complete unit. And therefore he says, using another parable or a mashal, just like a body, in order for the body to be shalem, to be whole, it's not enough just to have the quote-unquote important or even most of the limbs, but rather you need all of the limbs, including the quote-unquote less important ones. Otherwise, you may have something decent or even very good, but you certainly would not have a whole body. Every limb contributes something unique and is therefore necessary. So too, the nimshal goes, the Jewish people, we are like a koma achas, we're like a single unified body. In order for us to be shalem, in order for us to be whole, we need everyone, because everyone, even the quote-unquote people on the lowest level, contribute something unique and meaningful. Furthering this teaching and taking it to a whole nother level, the Baal HaTanya, the Alter Rebbe, commenting on a pasuk towards the end of Sefer Dvarim, Pisaseif Rashe Am Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, that all the leaders of the tribes will gather together. So the Alter Rebbe adds six words. What is the goal of this gathering? Kulam Mitasvim Yachad Lios L'Achadim Ke'echad. They all come together to be one. But the more recent Lubavitcher Rebbe, after he quotes the founder of Chabad Hasidus, he says it's really striking. He added six words, and three of them seem to be synonymous, redundant, saying the same thing. Yachad, La'achadim, and Ke'echad. Obviously, if the Alter Rebbe felt the need to use three different terms to say the same thing in six words, it must be that, in fact, the three terms actually are not the same thing, but each one represents something different. And based on this background, the Lubavitcher Rebbe explains that, in fact, there are three levels of unity, one which is kind of the most basic, and the two which are higher and more transcendent, which are characteristic of what makes the Jewish people unique. That first level, the first word that was mentioned is mitasvim yachad. What does it mean, yachad? It means that everyone's different. Everyone comes together for a common goal. Even though we are dvarim shonim, the people are different, they're distinct, they're disjunct, but they have they share a common goal or purpose, and they come together to accomplish that. But there's a higher level that is now something unique to the Jewish people. Not just coming together for a common goal, but la'achadim. And that is each specific person, each prat, is actually connected to each other in the way that limbs of a body are connected to each other. And therefore, no single prat is complete without the others. Yes, we can say this is the arm and that's the head. Each one has their individual identity, but they need each other in order to be complete, just like the limbs of the body need each other to be complete. And even higher than that, he says, the third level is ke'echad, complete cohesion. And that happens when we realize that it's one indivisible whole. A koma achas, as we saw previously. The recognition that deep down, even though we can say this is the head or this is the arm or this is the leg, but that deep down, we're actually all one. Every limb of the body, you may be able to identify the different limbs, but each of the limbs come from the same DNA. In fact, they are all one in the same. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, on the one hand, in terms of level of unity, that third level is really the highest. It shows that we're each completely one, completely indivisible, totally cohesive. On the other hand, he says, the second level is in a certain sense higher because the perfection of the body is only such because all of the parts of the body are actually different. If we were all the same, it would actually be redundant, wouldn't be helpful at all. Just like the body comes a single unit, but only because each limb is doing its own thing. So too, yes, the third level is very, very high and important, but really it's all based on the fact that it needs the uniqueness and distinctiveness of each different limb. So too, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, when it comes to the Jewish people, yes, ultimately our highest expression of our unity is the fact that we realize we're all one, we all share the same DNA. On the other hand, the Jewish people is only going to work on the optimal level when we realize that everyone is, in fact, has different things, different talents, and different ways to contribute. And finally, answers Lubavitcher Rebbe, this is why this whole idea of mutual responsibility only took effect when we entered into the land of Israel. Because the most basic level of responsibility for each other, anybody can have. But these higher levels are unique to the Jewish people, and they're based on a metaphysical reality of Kedusha, which binds us together, and that only took place when we entered into the land of Israel, which of course is the embodiment of Hashem's Kedusha in this world.